This morning on WCHL, UNC academic advisor Mary Willingham says she's leaving the university at the end of the semester. There's still no vote on the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan.
If you're leaving, you're not interested in the details of the program.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. We don't speak from the now.
And how will your legislators combat the exodus that's on by teachers?
Other than enjoying the places we work, what other incentives are there for us to stay?
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina baseball team is traveling to in-state foe East Carolina tonight. Plus, we're going to look back at the 118th running of the Boston Marathon. And
the Boston Marathon was a day to give, but not forget.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL. It is 51 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up now into the 50s. Partly sunny today, a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s. Really great weather on the way for tomorrow. UNC academic advisor Mary Willingham says she's leaving the university at the end of the semester. Willingham has been silent since a report came out that three outside experts discredited her research, which used the SATA-RV, Scholastic Abilities Test for Adults Reading Vocabulary, subtests of student-athletes to test their college readiness. The experts stated that the tests used were not valid methods of reading abilities. Willingham has said she continues to stand by her research and that the experts didn't have access to all the information she found. She also said her lead assistant wasn't even contacted. UNC history professor Jay Smith confirmed that Willingham made the decision to leave UNC after a meeting with Chancellor Carol Folt on Monday. He said she told him the meeting lasted about an hour. Smith said he recalled Willingham saying that Chancellor Folt admonished her and expressed how displeased she was. He said she did have a chance to voice her concerns to the university's first in command. UNC Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran told WCHL that both Chancellor Folt and Willingham recorded the meeting. He said he listened to the recording and that it was very businesslike. He said Willingham did not hand in a letter of resignation. Smith said it's his understanding that Willingham will take some time off now to dedicate her work to the reform and that employment may not be a high priority in the short term. Willingham told WCHL that she will be speaking with her boss mid-next week once she has posted her grades for the semester. She said she will speak with WCHL once that process is complete. A bipartisan panel of four state lawmakers listened to teachers, parents, and students last night voiced their frustrations about low teacher pay in front of a packed auditorium at Colbert Middle School. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and has this report.
I'm not sure there's another school as great as Colbert. The staff and teachers here are incredible. And the students and parents here are so supportive and have amazed me with their passion for learning and their support for teachers. But other than enjoying the places we work, what other incentives are there for us to stay?
That's Ashley Reisinger, who teaches 8th grade language arts at Colbert Middle School. Her husband is also a teacher. They moved to the Chapel Hill Carborough area from Indiana 7 years ago to start their careers. They bought a home. She said they love the area and love their jobs. At the end of this school year, they're leaving North Carolina to go back and teach in Indiana. Reisinger fought back tears as she made that announcement to a hushed auditorium at Colbert Middle School in Chapel Hill on Monday night. She was one of five teachers speaking at the town hall to support public education. Reisinger told the overflow audience that she and her husband lost around $30,000 because of stagnant teacher pay, and they had no choice but to leave North Carolina. Four legislators from the North Carolina General Assembly were there to listen and take questions. The panel included three Orange County Democrats, Representative Greg Meyer, Representative Verla Insko, and Senator Valerie Fouchie, and a Guilford County Republican, Representative John Hardister. They heard accounts of staff members at Colbert who qualify for food stamps, and how 70% of the school staff supplement their income with second jobs. Hardister, the lone Republican on the panel, serves on the NC House Education Committee. He said he agrees that teachers are underpaid. He pointed out that teacher pay is a bipartisan problem that goes back 7 years. He also said he was sorry he voted for his party's budget last year.
I voted for the budget last year, and I I since have come to regret that vote, since I've been out listening to parents and teachers and visiting the classrooms and experiencing firsthand how hard the teachers work.
Hardister blamed the Senate side of the legislature for slipping items into the budget at the last minute. He said he advocates eliminating teacher tenure and moving to a contract system. He does, however, oppose taking tenure from those who already earned it. And he said he'd like to see a return to step raises across the board. INSCO had suggestions for finding some revenue for paying teachers.
That tax cut that we did last year, it was the state income tax and the corporate tax. It's a two-step process. There's another cut coming up next year. One of the things we can do in the short session is freeze that cut.
She said that would bring in $250 million. She called that, quote, a good down payment on your pay increases. INSCO also suggested expanding Medicaid to another round of applause.
The federal government's going to pay 100% of Medicaid over 10 years. That would bring $16 billion into our state economy.
Representative Greg Meyer urged voters to contact their representatives during the upcoming short session of the General Assembly.
When we start on May 14th, we will be in a race. This is a short session to revise the budget and figure out if we're going to give teachers a raise. And leadership in the General Assembly has a goal of being out of there by around June 10th. Now, what's June 10th? It's the last day of school for just about every public school in the state of North Carolina. So for political expediency, if they want to make decisions without educators being heard, that's a great date to leave, Robin.
He also mentioned North Carolina's Senate President pro tempore when a person in the audience asked how people concerned about low teacher pay could get the governor to listen.
The governor is not the most important or powerful political leader in the state. Phil Berger is. It was Phil Berger's budget that put all of the pieces in that we don't like.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tensions ran high at another public hearing last night of the Ephesus Fordham plan, in part because the public never got a chance to speak. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on this story.
Despite a four-hour meeting and a standing-room-only crowd of more than 100, the Chapel Hill Town Council had no time for public comment at last night's public hearing on the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan. Though Councilmember Maria Palmer urged the crowd to stay for the lengthy staff presentation on the topic, some audience members reacted with angry shouts, and many walked out after waiting more than 3 hours to have their say.
You might get really, really important information. You are saying you're not interested. If you're leaving, you're not interested in the details of the program.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. We're not speak from the audience.
I am sorry. I know we need to hear from the public, but there's also the purpose of informing the public
and ourselves.
Even council members got testy when it came to discussing the details of the plan, which proposes rezoning 190 acres near the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard in a bid to spur redevelopment. If approved, the plan would be the town's first experiment in form-based code, in which the council sets parameters for development and individual projects are approved at a staff level with input from the Community Design Commission. Councilmember Matt Tchaikovsky, a vocal skeptic of the plan, grilled Lee Einsweiler, a consultant hired by the town to create the form-based code.
To a lot of us, it feels as though we're being sort of sold. And we didn't hire you to sell us. We hired you to give us the alternatives in an objective manner.
Tchaikovsky called for scaling back the plan to include just a handful of commercial properties, a concept Einsweiler rejected.
So, objectively, I personally believe you will lose planning objectives of consistency throughout the district. You will probably, unless you include some of the smaller properties in here, you will lose the leveling benefit of a form-based code, which allows the smallest guy to do just as much with his property as the biggest guy.
The Ephesus Fordham Renewal Plan would also use Chapel Hill Town Hall as collateral for $10 million worth of stormwater and roadway improvements to try to address the longstanding flooding and traffic issues in the area. While the council received detailed presentations from staff on revised stormwater proposals and the criteria for project approval, the council ran out of time before reviewing transportation improvements, affordable housing, and the financing of the plan. The council will reconvene at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, an hour earlier than usual, in an effort to get through the full agenda. The remainder of the staff presentation on Ephesus Fordham will begin at 7, with public comments scheduled after that. Looking ahead to Wednesday's meeting, council members pleaded with the public to have patience as they sort through the plan. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green.
There's just a lot of stuff here to work through, and I think we all have to be patient with each other while we do that. You know, can't go over it, can't go under it, we just got to go through it.
The council could choose to vote on the rezoning on Wednesday or decide to wait until April 28th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Members of a North Carolina legislative committee agree pockets of the state with limited access to grocery stores are a problem, but leaders of the panel say there are limits to what they can do to eliminate the areas called food deserts. A House study panel voted Monday on several recommendations after studying this issue, but committee co-chair Representative Edgar Starnes says elected officials can't force a grocery store to build in food deserts. A food desert is defined as areas where residents live a mile away from a grocery store. In rural areas, the distance is 10 miles. The committee's final report cited federal numbers showing 1.5 million people in food deserts in North Carolina. Those residents are more likely to suffer from certain health problems. Here we have another silly term being used to describe this situation. Food deserts? Let's hope that doesn't become a part of the regular vocabulary around here. It is 8:15 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by UNC Baseball. Don't miss Carolina baseball action this weekend. Tar Heels host Virginia Tech for a three-game series at Bosch-Emery Stadium this weekend. Friday, there's a game at 7, Saturday at 6, Sunday at 1. Tickets and game day information available at GoHeels.com. Of course, they have a couple of midweek games to play here. They are at Greenville tonight to take on East Carolina, and they will be taking on Liberty on Wednesday night. But again, that big weekend series for Atlantic Coast Conference play coming up starting on Friday. Well, your traffic this morning on WCHL is brought to you by UNC Baseball, as I mentioned, and we haven't had any serious problems this morning. Rand Northam keeping a close eye on it. He will have another update coming up for you in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Everything running copacetic for the most part. Some of the usual delays, but nothing really out of the ordinary. WCHL Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carborough. For Mother's Day and graduation celebrations, Glass Half Full will open for dinner on Sunday, May 11th at 5 p.m. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. It is 52 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, a 40% chance of showers with an isolated thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 70s. Got to get close to 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. Still a chance of showers. Low tonight in the upper 40s, about like what we've had this morning. Tomorrow, sunny skies with the highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s. And then on Thursday, another really good day. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL News Time 8:17. North Carolina's unemployment rate has dropped more than 2 points in a year and remained below the national average in March for the second straight month. Unemployment in March was 6.3% in North Carolina. That's down 0.1% in February, according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce. The national decline in unemployment has stalled for the last couple of months, while North Carolina continues its steady downward turn. In the final month of the first quarter, nearly 2,500 fewer people claimed unemployment, while more than 10,000 more people claim jobs. However, the over-the-year figures aren't as promising. From March 2013 to March 2014, unemployment numbers declined by more than 105,000 people, but only about 55,000 more people claim new employment. That points to the continuing trend that some people just aren't claiming unemployment anymore. County by county, unemployment rates are scheduled to be released next week. To see the full release about the March unemployment figures, you can find this story on our website at Chapelboro.com. In news around town this morning, make sure you've got a radio handy on Thursday. 2 days away, the WCHL 2014 Community Forum. In 10 consecutive hours, WCHL will bring our community together to talk about 10 different topics, ranging from relations between Chapel Hill Carborough and UNC, town-gone relations, to big-time college athletics, to affordability, always an interesting topic. Tune in for the hour you want to hear or listen for 10 consecutive hours right here on WCHL as we dedicate our entire broadcast day to solving our community's problems, or at least airing the concerns. Check out chapelboro.com for more details and get ready for WCHL's 2014 Community Forum. Lots of important topics we will discuss here on WCHL. We invite you to participate in the forum coming up on Thursday. Once again, we'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning and continue until 6 p.m., 10 consecutive hours. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We'll start with the Boston Marathon. It was a very special day yesterday for Bostonians and Americans alike as the 118th running of the Boston Marathon went on without a hitch a year after the infamous bombings that rocked the city. In 2014, it was a celebration of the strength of a city and the perseverance of the human spirit as history was made. For the first time since 1983, an American man crossed the finish line on Boylston Street first. American Meb Keflighty claimed the men's title in 2 hours, 8 minutes, 37 seconds. Fittingly, he had the names of last year's victims written in black marker on his race bib. At 39 years old, Keflighty was thought to be past his running prime, his best days in the rearview mirror. 3 years ago, he lost his Nike shoe sponsorship, but 2014 served as a comeback for the American, who became the oldest champion since 1930 and produced some symmetry to the comeback of the city of Boston, albeit with a bunch of new security measures in place. He said it was probably the most meaningful victory for an American because of what happened last year. He reiterated that he's almost 39, he just ran a personal best, he just won the Boston Marathon, and he felt blessed. As for the women, former Tar Heel runner Shalane Flanagan led for the first 19 miles of the race, but ultimately her personal best time wasn't quite enough to top defending champion Rita Jeptu of Kenya this year. Flanagan held on down the stretch, finished 7th among the women, and again, it was her personal best at this prestigious event. Went off without a hitch, as far as we know, and a lot of Chapel Hillians involved in the Boston Marathon yesterday, including Judge Alan Bedore, who was there and ran the marathon in a really good time. And WCHL's own Jan Bolick was there participating, and we'll look forward to talking more with her when she gets back into town and back to normal. The Boston Marathon, Boston strong indeed. Carolina baseball. Tar Heels 23-17 overall. They look to build off a victory over top-ranked Virginia with a solid performance in Greenville tonight. Tar Heels take on the East Carolina Pirates. They come in with an almost identical record. They're 24-17 on the season. Head coach Mike Fox has been emphasizing the importance of each and every game this time of the year as postseason play draws near. He says he's hoping his players can juggle the academic stress of final exams right now with the intense competition on the baseball diamond. Tar Heel offense knocks 10 base hits on Sunday in that win in Charlottesville. That was certainly welcome because the bats have really struggled to find consistency this season. Following tonight's 6 p.m. tilt with the Pirates, Tar Heels return home for a meeting with the informed Liberty Flames on Wednesday at Bochimer Stadium. Then a big ACC series coming up this weekend against Virginia Tech. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, but we're not done talking about the Boston Marathon. I'm Rod Sutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Boston Marathon was a day to give but not forget. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Boston Strong has been the catchphrase for the last year and 1 week since two bombs shattered the 117th marathon. The mayor got out of his hospital bed that day, a symbol that his city would not rest until the terrorists were captured and punished, and Boston rebounded stronger than ever. Monday was that day, and there was symbolism everywhere. The largest field since the centennial race crossed the starting line, and a million spectators, fearing nothing, lined the 26.2 miles on both sides almost all day long. With so much help for security, the throng could not help but feel safe. There were other signs, too. Shalane Flanagan, the UNC grad who grew up watching her parents run in this race, set a blistering pace for the women, leading for almost 20 miles for the second straight year. She said she loves her city so that she wanted to win wire to wire, and she almost did. Defending champion Rita Jeptu was just too strong, but even her third victory in the Boston Marathon proved something, that a 33-year-old Kenyan woman could come back from having a child and win two in a row after her initial win in 2006, setting a course record of 2 hours, 18 minutes. Very Boston strong indeed. Then how about American citizen Meb Keflighty, who at 39 blew away the field in the men's division, running the last 385 yards on Boylston Street to a wild hero's welcome. Meb, whose family came to the U.S. in 1987 from Ethiopia, beat the elite runners and the rest of the field of 36,000 in 2 hours, 8 minutes to become the first American citizen in 30 years to win Boston. He adds this title to the New York Marathon and 2 Olympic medals. Like David Ortiz, the Red Sox slugger from the Dominican Republic who became the symbol of Boston's drawing, Meb was further proof that the improbable can trump the unfathomable every time. And while Meb, Rita, and Shalane helped a city heal, they were part of a past that will also help us never forget what happened to 263 victims and countless others affected by the bombings of 2013. The weather was gorgeous, the energy was amazing, and the symbols of recovery and remembrance were everywhere. It was a day of triumph in so many ways for a city that indeed came back stronger than ever. This is Archansky. See ya.
Several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jim Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what Jim had to say.
The Cedars meant a lot to Jane and I, and let me give you one example of that. She was hurt on a trip when we were in Ireland in the fall of the last year, and after being aerovac'd back and admitted to the UNC hospital system, she was able to go to our rehab and physical therapy at our DuBose Health Center. This was so convenient for me, being a husband, because I could eat dinner with her. So it felt very comfortable. An aside to that is the fact that housekeeping was done for me. I did not have to do any of that. I didn't have to make up my bed. You know, we looked at about 10 to 12 places before we decided on the Cedars. And as a UNC grad, it just felt great to come back home and be a resident at the Cedars. My name is Jim Smith, and I'm a Tar Heel.
Thanks, Jim. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We would love to invite our clients to share their experiences on our radio and television spots this year, so please share so we can put you on the air. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding his recent service experience with Teresa Kramer and Tracy Williams.
I have both a Porsche and an Outback that are serviced at Performance. Teresa Kramer, Porsche advisor, and Tracy Williams, Subaru advisor, are both outstanding individuals who go above and beyond to maintain my vehicles in top condition. I have every confidence in their recommendations.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Everyone saves during our April sales event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Not only are our prices exceptional, we also treat you like you're the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Have you heard? The Hickory Tavern in Carbro is the new go-to place in town. Open daily from 11:30 to 2 a.m., they serve 75-cent oysters and 60-cent peel and eat shrimp from 4 to 7, Monday through Friday. Perfect with the 40 beer taps, more than half from North Carolina, and 60 different bottle beers. They offer a full menu from entrees to salads to small plates inspired by the best food trucks in America. The new Hickory Tavern at 300 East Main in Carbro. Did we mention 53 high-def TVs? And not a bad seat in the house.
827 at WCHL coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll take another quick look at your weather. We have another CBS News update, more local news, and the incredibly handsome Steve Lackey is on the way to tell you about the Tar Heel 10-miler coming up very soon.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there not come out a smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadman's today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What? You think we only like a
trust.
Pizza?
In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Love Chapel Hill. It's over half off. Tickets to Love Live Concert Series on April 25th, available now. Love Live is a
WCHL News
presented to you by Love Chapel Hill, featuring up-and-coming artists. Choose between purchasing six tickets for $24 or 10 for $36. And come out on the 25th to see rising Americana folk stars The Vespers, local artist Delta Sun, and special guest Priscilla Townsend under the stars at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. It's available for limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Don't miss all the exciting Carolina baseball action this weekend as the Tar Heels host Virginia Tech for a three-game ACC series at Bosch Hammer Stadium. On Saturday, kids take the field with the team and fireworks follow the game. And on Sunday, kids run the bases after the game. First pitches are scheduled for Friday at 7, Saturday at 6, and Sunday at 1 in the afternoon.
This is head coach Mike Fox. Come out to Bosch Hammer Stadium this weekend and catch all the action as we take on Virginia Tech.
Tickets and game day information available at GoHeels.com.
Time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com, or you can give them a call at 919-942-TIRE. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, Highway 54 West, just 5 quick minutes out of downtown Carborough. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up all the time, getting better and better. Partly sunny, chance of showers this afternoon, but all in all, a beautiful day. High today in the upper 70s, close to 80, in other words. Tonight, mostly clear skies, but a chance of showers and low in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, another great day. Sunny skies with the highs in the upper 60s. A little bit cooler tomorrow.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. does not recognize the annexation of Crimea recently by Russia. He is in Ukraine.
I came here to Kyiv to let you know, Mr. Prime Minister, and every Ukrainian know that the United States stands with you and is working to support all Ukrainians in seeking a better future.
The vice president says the U.S. will plan to give Ukraine a sum of $50 million, and some of that includes radios and vehicles, which are considered to be non-lethal military assistance. CBS correspondent Holly Williams says Ukraine could use all that it can get.
Ukraine's economy is in tatters after months of political turmoil. But the vice president's visit is mainly a show of support for Ukraine's leaders as they struggle with an insurgency in the country's east.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL, 54 degrees, a lot of sunshine today, and our high today up close to 80 degrees. I'm Rod Stutz. UNC Academic Advisor Mary Willingham says she's leaving the university at the end of the semester. Willingham has been silent since a report came out that three outside experts had discredited her research, which used the SATA-RV, or Scholastic Abilities Test for Adults Reading Vocabulary, tests of student-athletes to test their college readiness. The experts stated that the tests used were not valid methods of reading abilities. Willingham has said she continues to stand by her research and that the experts didn't have access to all the information she had. She also said her lead assistant wasn't even contacted. UNC history professor Jay Smith confirmed that Willingham made the decision to leave UNC after a meeting with Chancellor Carol Folt yesterday. He said she told him the meeting lasted for about an hour. Smith said he recalled Willingham saying that Chancellor Folt admonished her and expressed how displeased she was. He said she did have a chance to voice her concerns to the university's first in command. UNC Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran told WCHL that both Chancellor Folt and Mary Willingham recorded the meeting. He said he listened to the recording and that it was very businesslike. He said Willingham did not hand in a letter of resignation. Smith said it's his understanding that Willingham will take some time off now to dedicate her work to the reform and that employment may not be a high priority in the short term. Willingham told WCHL she will be speaking with her boss middle of next week once she's posted her grades for the semester. She said she will speak with WCHL once that process is complete. a couple of really contentious get-togethers last night in our town. First of all, a bipartisan panel of four state lawmakers listened to teachers, parents, and students voice their frustrations about low teacher pay. This came in front of a packed auditorium at Colbreth Middle School last night. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and filed this report on a story that has a lot of people very emotionally upset.
I'm not sure there's another school as great as Colbreth. The staff and teachers here are incredible. And the students and parents here are so supportive and have amazed me with their passion for learning and their support for teachers. But other than enjoying the places we work, what other incentives are there for us to stay?
That's Ashley Reisinger, who teaches 8th grade language arts at Colbreth Middle School. Her husband is also a teacher. They moved to the Chapel Hill Carborough area from Indiana 7 years ago to start their careers. They bought a home. She said they love the area and love their jobs. At the end of this school year, they're leaving North Carolina to go back and teach in Indiana. Reisinger fought back tears as she made that announcement to a hushed auditorium at Colbreth Middle School in Chapel Hill on Monday night. She was one of five teachers speaking at the town hall to support public education. Reisinger told the overflow audience that she and her husband lost around $30,000 because of stagnant teacher pay, and they had no choice but to leave North Carolina. Four legislators from the North Carolina General Assembly were there to listen and take questions. The panel included three Orange County Democrats, Representative Greg Meyer, Representative Verla Insko, and Senator Valerie Fouchie, and a Guilford County Republican, Representative John Hardister. They heard accounts of staff members at Colbreth who qualify for food stamps and how 70% of the school staff supplement their income with second jobs.
That report from Danny Hooley, there's a lot more to that story. You can check it out on our website at chapelboro.com. And another get-together last night in our community. Tensions ran really high at last night's public hearing on the Ephesus Fordham plan, in part because the public didn't get a chance to speak. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there for that meeting and has the story.
Despite a four-hour meeting and a standing-room-only crowd of more than 100, the Chapel Hill Town Council had no time for public comment at last night's public hearing on the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan. Though Councilmember Maria Palmer urged the crowd to stay for the lengthy staff presentation on the topic, some audience members reacted with angry shouts, and many walked out after waiting more than 3 hours to have their say.
You might get really, really important information. You are saying you're not interested. If you're leaving, you're not interested in the details of the program.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. We're not speak from the audience.
I am sorry. I know we need to hear from the public, but there's also the purpose of informing the public
and ourselves.
Even council members got testy when it came to discussing the details of the plan, which proposes rezoning 190 acres near the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard in a bid to spur redevelopment. If approved, the plan would be the town's first experiment in form-based code, in which the council sets parameters for development and individual projects are approved at a staff level with input from the Community Design Commission. Councilmember Matt Tchaikovsky, a vocal skeptic of the plan, grilled Lee Einsweiler, a consultant hired by the town to create the form-based code.
To a lot of us, it feels as though we're being sort of sold. And we didn't hire you to sell us. We hired you to give us the alternatives in an objective manner.
Tchaikovsky called for scaling back the plan to include just a handful of commercial properties, a concept Einsweiler rejected.
So, objectively, I personally believe you will lose planning objectives of consistency throughout the district. You will probably, unless you include some of the smaller properties in here, you will lose the leveling benefit of a form-based code, which allows the smallest guy to do just as much with his property as the biggest guy.
The Ephesus Fordham Renewal Plan would also use Chapel Hill Town Hall as collateral for $10 million worth of stormwater and roadway improvements to try to address the longstanding flooding and traffic issues in the area.
There are more details in this story as well. You can check it out on our website at chapelboro.com. The town council could choose to vote on the rezoning on Wednesday, or they could decide to wait until April 28th. It is 8:38 at WCHL. Ron Stutz. I mentioned a moment ago that the incredibly handsome Steve Lackey is in the house. And Steve, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Ron. Never been introduced quite like that, but I appreciate it. Thanks.
Steve Lackey is the founder of Endurance Magazine, founder of the Tar Heel 10-Miler. And first of all, before we talk about the Tar Heel 10-Miler, I know that as a runner, I know that you have to be heartened by the way things went off yesterday at the Boston Marathon.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I think even if you're not, you couldn't, if you paid any attention to what went on in Boston yesterday, you couldn't help feel overjoyed. I mean, it every image I saw and every news clip, it just seemed so beautiful. Gorgeous day, very Boston day. You know, our own race director, Tice Wind, went up there and ran fantastic. I think he ran a sub-3-hour marathon and had just every photo of him. He just looked so happy. And, you know, a few of our team were up there. It's just, it's very heartening. And I think that it just represents exactly why a lot of people run in the first place. It's really just to feel fantastic and to share that with more people.
And especially those people who were there, like WCHL's own Jan Bullock, who was there a year ago, was not able to finish because of the bombings. And, you know, it was so important for them to go back and be able to conclude the race this time. And Boston strong indeed.
That's absolutely. It's really amazing. You know, and the amount of courage everyone has and resiliency has just been so evident. And yeah. It's just so great to see that.
Exactly. Well, congratulations to Tice and everybody else you know who was at the marathon. Judge Alan Bedore.
Yeah, he had a great run, too.
Had a great run, yeah. And let's talk about the Tar Heel 10-miler. I know that, you know, we've talked about this quite a lot already, but when is it for the folks who want to get involved?
Well, it's this weekend, so we'll have an expo on Friday at University Mall from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m., and that's when you can pick up your packet and see all the great things that our sponsors are doing for the runners, and of course, get a bite to eat while you're over there. And then Saturday morning, we start the run at 7:30. 7:25 is when the four milers will kick off, and then the 10-milers will go off at 7:30. And our 12-year-old daughter is going to be actually singing the Star Spangled Banner before she goes and runs her fourth 4-miler.
Cool.
So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll see if she can sing it after she runs the 4-miler.
She probably can. She's really been singing it a lot lately, so I'm sure she could sing it backwards and forwards.
This is not just any old race, folks. This is huge. There are 6,000 runners that you have registered to run in this race this weekend. And where are all these people coming from?
Well, you know, it's amazing. We've grown every year. We've sold out the last 3 years, and every year the breakdown is almost identical. It's just it sort of grows in each individual pocket. About, you know, we do have about 38 states represented, but 90% of the runners come from North Carolina, and about 70% of those come from the Triangle. So there's a very strong local community that's coming out each year, and you know, it's an interesting topic, but you know, we talk about economic impact a lot because a lot of the events that come from out of state, you know, the rock and roll marathons, etc., they talk about economic impact when they come and ask for funds from the community to support their race coming. We did a survey last year in Durham, and we'll do it again this year for Chapel Hill. But you know, the economic impact of people locally coming out and doing an event is fantastic. You know, it's a substantial element of our race, and we really love that we engage the local businesses to help people get ready for their event and then also celebrate by eating out and spending time and money in town.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone wants to register, if they're not registered yet, can they still register, and can they go to the mall to do that, or what?
Well, you know, we sold out our original capacity of 6,000 runners over the weekend, and we released 100 charity slots that allow us to give some more funds to local charities that support the event as volunteers. You know, for example, the South Orange Rescue Squad, and further supporting the local YMCA and UNC Lineberger. But there's only about 70 of those slots remaining. So I would recommend people can do that online right now at TarHeel10miler.com. And once those slots are gone, there won't be any more slots available. So I don't anticipate there'll be any come Expo Day. Mm-hmm. But if there are, then people can come to the Expo and take care of it there.
If somebody wants to come and just watch and cheer on the runners and just be a part of this whole experience, where should they go and what do they need to know?
You know, the great thing about this course is that it's relatively compact. So they can come out to the bell tower for the start, and they can cheer people on at the start. It's going to be a fantastic experience. And then, you know, they can go over to Franklin Street. Well, runners will be going both directions on Franklin Street this year. And two great spots are the Franklin Hotel is a great spot. We're going to have a jazz band out there in front of the Franklin playing while the runners go by. We'll also have music out in front of Top of the Hill.
on the corner of Franklin and Columbia. And of course, you know, all the way down Cameron and into the neighborhoods, we'll have crowds getting together.
And it really is a beautiful course because it takes you through some great neighborhoods. And you know, it's the best of Chapel Hill, really.
It really is. You know, I've run it several times and just ran it yesterday morning. And it's just truly beautiful. It's diverse. It changes. It keeps your attention. And I think that that it's really a pleasure and privilege to be able to put the event on.
Well, the event, of course, coming up on Saturday. Again, you can go to TarHeel10Miler.com to get all the details. But also, I know that planning is already underway for next year. And WCHL and Endurance Magazine are giving away free entry for one lucky runner and a friend to next year's race. They can find the link on our Facebook page for that. So that's going to be fun, too.
Yeah, we're scheduled to have our event next year on April 18th, one weekend earlier. And it should be, you know, we should be opening registration immediately following this event. So we expect that to grow as well, and we'll have a new target of 7,500 runners next year. So
you can get
really
everybody
excited.
Signed up while they're still experiencing a runner's high.
We would love to, but we also recognize some people take a little longer to make a decision. But we have lots of fun incentives to help people do that.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, thank you for everything you do. And this is a wonderful event for our community. It helps in so many ways, not only economically, but it just adds a lot of excitement to our community, and everybody has a great time. So thanks very much for all your hard work on that.
Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, listen, great to talk to you as always. 8:45 at WCHL, Professor Lou Margolis has today's commentary on the way next.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out Berian's team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season in downtown Carrboro. Grow organic this spring with 100% organic seeds, plant starts, soil, and fertilizer from Fifth Season. Many of our plant starts are grown in our store. Your tomatoes will taste better than those shipped in from a commercial farm. Check out our nursery, too, stocked with uncommon plants, including fruit and citrus trees, cold hardy tropicals, and carnivorous varieties.
Come on down this season.
Come on down
this season.
Come on down this season.
Garden Company.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
With the wintry months finally behind us, Great Outdoor Provision Company is featuring great gear options for taking summer adventures to a whole new level. Right now, we've got a durable, high-performance collection of Yeti coolers, which are far from your ordinary ice bucket. Models like the Tundra have 2 inches of cold-retaining insulation and extra-thick UV-resistant walls to keep your ice icy regardless of the temperature outside. From kayak fishing to tailgating, Yeti coolers will keep it colder longer. Find out more at your local shop or at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
It's time for Shred-a-thon 2014. There are two free Shred-a-thons this month. Thursday, April 24th, University Mall in Chapel Hill. Saturday, April 26th, Hampton Point in Hillsborough. Both events are from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Orange County residents and small businesses may confidentially destroy their personal documents at no cost. There's a limit of 5 banker boxes or 5 large bags of paper per person. All shredded paper will be recycled. No plastic or metal. For more information, call 919-968-2788. The dates again are April 24th and 26th. For the spring shred-a-thon.
8:47 at WCHL. It's Ron Stutz. Normally on Tuesdays we do adopt a pet, but apparently our pet got lost this morning, and so we're not able to bring you news of a pet from one of our local animal organizations. But guess who showed up? It's comparable, ladies and gentlemen. A dog is not here, but Zach Godwin is here from chapelrow.com, and also he's sitting at the Twitter desk right now. So
I'm not sure if that was a compliment or an insult, Ron.
You can take it however you want. What's happening today at the Twitter desk?
Well, today is Earth Day, and NASA's doing something called hashtag Global Selfie, where they're collecting photos of people from around the world just to show where they are in the world, because NASA does, you know, they study all these other planets and stars, but they study the Earth the most.
Yeah.
So it's just a celebration of Earth Day and just people around the world.
So you're supposed to take a selfie
wherever you are.
And what do you do with it?
They have a little sign that you hold up that says, "Hi, NASA, I'm on Earth right now at," and then you write where you are in the world. And it's just to show all the different places where people are.
Mm-hmm.
You can send it into their Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Facebook, Flickr. And it's just a neat thing to kind of show things with the world. But we're actually, to kind of piggyback this, we're going to do hashtag Chapelboro Selfie.
Ah.
And Chapelboro is not just the name of their website. It's what we call this area that is our home.
Yeah.
Orange County, Pittsburgh, everywhere.
And our website is just sort of a central headquarters for all the things that go on.
Right. It's
community.
Not just a nonsense word. It's where we live.
Yeah.
And so with hashtag Chapelboro Selfie, we want to see where you are in Chapelboro in the community. Show us where you work, where you eat, where you play, where you hang out. We want to see it. We'll be creating a gallery on the site of your selfies. This will be running through Friday.
Great.
Starting today through the end of the week. And just send them. You can send it to us on Twitter. We have an Instagram, which is at Chapelboro, and on our Facebook page. Just use the hashtag Chapelboro Selfie, and we'll be able to find it. We'll collect them, and we'll create a gallery, and we'll pick one person who will win a $50 gift card. Maybe the person with the coolest location, the most interesting picture. But we just want to see where you are in the community, and we want to be able to share it through our site, through our social media, everywhere.
Yeah, so get creative.
Absolutely.
And you could win.
So. We want to see cool places. I haven't been here that long, so maybe you'll show me a cool new place to check out.
Yeah. There are lots of them.
Hashtag Chapelboro Selfie, and there's a $50 gift card for somebody in there, and there will be a gallery running all week.
Fantastic. Well, hey, listen, thanks a bunch. Sounds like a lot of fun. And if you want to contact Chapelboro or WCHL on Twitter, how do you do that?
It's just at Chapelboro or at WCHL. You can send us those pictures on Facebook or Instagram as well, just to remind you.
All right.
And the pet will be on our newsletter today if you're looking for a little cat to adopt.
All right. Well, fantastic. We'll at least do that. And thank you so much. Talk to you later on.
Thanks, Ron.
It is 8:51 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Many members of the university community have expressed puzzlement at the recently released external reviews of reading test data for some UNC students who played football and basketball. I know that many would agree that standardized test results are only one way, an admittedly imperfect way, to assess educational abilities, so the laser-like focus on the validity or lack of validity of the limited data reviewed by external experts seems like a distraction from one of the key questions that great universities must face. Namely, is it possible, both practically and ethically, to combine the highest academic standards with the highest athletic standards for football and men's basketball, given the singular burden of revenue generation for these two sports? Without stepping into the statistical quagmire, I would like to raise 2 points from a scholarly perspective. First, as we repeatedly remind our students, it is important to ask clear, well-constructed questions. What exactly were the outside experts asked to do? There appear to be 6 questions that the experts addressed, however. What context, if any, was provided? How was their charge framed? For example, were they asked to refute a hypothesis or to create hypotheses of their own? At least one expert, for example, did rewrite one of the questions. Second, the language describing the relationship between UNC and the experts seems ambiguous. Did the university seek outside experts or did the university hire outside experts? How many experts were solicited but declined to participate? Many scholars serve as paid consultants. It is an important and respected way to contribute to addressing societal questions. We should be explicit, however, about the potential conflicts of interest inherent in these financial relationships. Indeed, the university has elaborate review mechanisms to try to make potential conflicts explicit and to assure that they do not unduly influence the validity of the promised work. To be absolutely clear, I am not suggesting in any way that the work of these scholars was tainted, but only that the university has a responsibility from a scholarly perspective, to be clear about the relationships. Perhaps the greatest contribution that universities have made to society over the past 1,000 years is to develop and defend scholarly rigor in framing questions and defining methods to answer those questions. The light in Lux et Libertas, the UNC motto, reminds us, indeed compels us, to ask good questions in a rigorous way. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:53 at WCHL.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Love Chapel Hill. It's over half off. Tickets to Love Live Concert Series on April 25th, available now. Love Live is a fantastic concert series presented to you by Love Chapel Hill, featuring up-and-coming artists. Choose between purchasing 6 tickets for $24 or 10 for $36. And come out on the 25th to see rising Americana folk stars The Vespers, local artist Delta Sun, and special guest Priscilla Townsend under the stars at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
855 at WCHL. Strutz. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? And what's the definition? Call me right now. 919-929-WCHL. If you have the answers to those questions, I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day with Wayne Pond is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Have you heard? The Hickory Tavern in Carrboro is the new go-to place in town. Open daily from 11:30 to 2 a.m., they serve 75-cent oysters and 60-cent peel and eat shrimp from 4 to 7, Monday through Friday. Perfect with the 40 beer taps, more than half from North Carolina, and 60 different bottle beers. They offer a full menu from entrees to salads to small plates inspired by the best food trucks in America. The new Hickory Tavern at 300 East Main in Carrboro. Did we mention 53 high-def TVs and not a bad seat in the house?
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Congratulations, John Coffey of Chapel Hill called in with the word of the day from Wayne Pond. It is myopic, M-Y-O-P-I-C. Myopic, it means nearsighted or unable to see distant objects. It can mean unable to see the forest for the trees, as John said, and it also can mean not being open-minded, if we want to apply it politically these days. Myopic, the word of the day on WCHL. Congratulations, John Coffey. You get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? You may qualify if your household is either low or moderate income, and you will qualify if you receive public assistance. Do your part to control the pet population. Also, be sure your cats and dogs are currently vaccinated against rabies and immediately call Animal Services to report all contact with wildlife. To learn more about these services, call the Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, We offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Time now for a quick look at your WCHL Chapel Hill Carbaro weather, and it's brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening and Carbaro. Organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, and much more at their downtown Carbaro store. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. And by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. You can call them at 942-TIRE, or you can visit their website at 942-TIRE.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill, just 5 quick minutes out of downtown Carbaro on Highway 54 West. Well, it's going to be a really nice day. Lots of sunshine today, and we look for a high today of about 78, 79 degrees, up close to 80. There is a chance of a shower in the afternoon and maybe even an outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Tonight, mostly clear. Chance of showers continuing with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at sunny skies with the highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 42. And then on Thursday, another good day, although not as warm, mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s. Pretty good weather here coming up for the next few days.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carbaro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carbaro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The case the Supreme Court hears 2 hours from now won't be televised, but if it were, it would be must-see TV.